I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. In Syria, violence in Aleppo continued Wednesday after rockets struck a hospital, leaving at least 19 people dead. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said diplomatic efforts are trying to extend a partial cessation of hostilities to Aleppo.
And we are particularly aiming to try to restore this in Aleppo, Syria's largest city, where the violence has increased so significantly and is in danger, without a cessation reinstituted, in danger of spiraling out of control.
Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met in Moscow with the UN Syria envoy, Stephan de Mistura, indicating that a truce might be in place within hours. The UN Security Council is expected to hold an urgent meeting on the latest violence on Wednesday. Syria's government, meanwhile, is refusing UN appeals to deliver aid to 905,000 people, including in Aleppo. That's the city at the center of eruption of violence in the past 2 weeks. The UN humanitarian advisor, Jan Egeland, said Wednesday, "We seem to be having new possible besieged areas on our watch. We're having hundreds of relief workers unable to move into Aleppo." Meanwhile, the UN envoy trying to negotiate an end to the war in Yemen said peace talks resume Wednesday in Kuwait. Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed said on Twitter that the talks began after all sides in the conflict agreed to form a committee to look into what happened in the governorate of Amran, which reportedly came under attack by Yemen Shiite rebels. This is VOA News. French police.